Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up after the news, 6 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Breaking news this morning from Silver Spring. A massive explosion and fire at an apartment complex has injured 30 people and left as many as 90 homeless.
The blast just before midnight was so powerful, firefighters felt it a mile away before the 911 calls started pouring in.
When we arrived, we had multiple, as we would describe them, ladder rescues needing to be made. Multiple rescues had been made by the civilians prior to the fire department arrival, using ladders off of work trucks and painter trucks as an example.
Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says firefighters also rescued people who were trapped on the upper floors of the Flower Branch Apartments on Piney Branch Road, but some couldn't wait to be rescued. They jumped.
The injuries ranged from abrasions to orthopedic injuries, broken bones from the exiting the structures, 3 and 4 stories, as well as burns and smoke inhalation type injuries.
The injured include 3 firefighters in addition to 30 civilians. 5 to 7 people are still missing, and canine units are poking through the rubble looking for them. The fire itself has mostly been put out. No word yet on a cause. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Stop speculating about whether a Democratic National Committee staffer was killed because he was connected to leaking those DNC emails. That's a request from the family of Seth Rich, whose murder last month near his D.C. home has led to theories that his death was connected to his work at the DNC and that he may even have been the source of those embarrassing leaked emails. Rich's family says all those conspiracy theories are doing more harm than good as police look for his killer. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is making an emotional plea to get emergency funding passed to fight the Zika virus. Menendez nearly broke down talking about his own pregnant daughter in Miami, where the first homegrown cases of Zika recently appeared.
The announcement came about Miami being at the epicenter that she cried 5 times that day. And then after she got over that element of it, then she began to figure out, well, how do I protect myself?
Many lawmakers are calling for an emergency congressional session to pass a more than $1 billion Zika funding bill. Hillary Clinton lays out her economic proposals today when she speaks to the Detroit Economic Club. Donald Trump outlined his plan at that same venue earlier this week. Donald Trump is accusing President Obama of establishing ISIS. Now, in the past, Trump has accused Hillary Clinton of the same thing. No response from the White House. It's been an especially hot summer when it comes to Washington area home sales.
The D.C. metro area remained a strong seller's market for home sales in July, thanks to a shortfall in available properties. Jonathan Hill is with Metropolitan Regional Information System.
Still, there's high demand, and still, fortunately for buyers, we still have these incredibly low interest rates, which are fanning that demand. The consequence is that there's upward pressure still on sale price.
The median price for a home is $435,000, which is relatively flat compared to this time a year ago. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Small Business Administration has now approved Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's request for a disaster declaration for flood-ravaged historic Ellicott City. The declaration makes businesses, homeowners, and renters eligible for low-interest loans to repair and rebuild. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,496, the Nasdaq at 5205. Sports' Jason Wirth smacks a 3-run homer to lead the Nats to a win over Cleveland. The Orioles dropped their 3rd in a row to the A's. In Rio, Team USA now has 11 gold medals, 32 overall. And the Redskins open the preseason tonight in Atlanta. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing the air conditioner. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning as much as I am. Now the goal is to keep that cold air in your house. Thompson Creek Window Company can help. Save on your electric bills with super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best window in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate. Plus, there are no middlemen, which also saves you money. and all kinds of headaches. This is your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window sale. It's the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot humid hair out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK. And tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway delays continue to grow in the northbound direction. So if you're heading up to BWI Airport, extra time needed, or your alternate would be 95. The crash involves an overturned northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of Route 32. And I'm looking at delays before 198, so still a lot of activity. Southbound, if you are pushing south, down toward 32 or in through Laurel, your travel lanes are open without any delay. Volume building on 270 through Urbana and down through to Hyattstown. Silver Spring from the overnight apartment fire and explosion. Piney Branch Road is closed between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. Workaround would be either Carroll Avenue or East Franklin Avenue to University Boulevard. Let's get you Virginia, where 66 starting to see some delays growing. And then on the toll road westbound, it's road work near 28. They tell me everything's to the shoulder, but distracting. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory, noon until 8 o'clock this evening. That should cover the heat and humidity. It could feel like 105 at times. Very uncomfortable air mass in place. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Just a hit or miss shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Burke, 77 in Silver Spring, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. The daughter of a Sandy Hook victim has some harsh words for Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
The time is 6:07. It's WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up, 7:15, Steve Kassenbaum, our man in Rio, gives us an Olympic update. 7:35, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. We'll talk about a homicide here in D.C. that's intriguing a lot of people, plus that report about Baltimore cops. 8:05, Trevor Maddich, Redskins start today. 8:15, we'll talk to a coach who worked with Katie Ledecky, the Golden Girl of Bethesda. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, the United States Olympic team continues to do great, and that means that when they do well, they get on the medal stand, and in many cases, it's the gold medal stand. And there's been a couple of things that have happened during those ceremonies, these very solemn ceremonies where the athletes stand there at attention while the national anthem of the United States is played. Let me recount a couple of them. One apparently happened involving the women's gymnastic team. As they stand during the playing of the national anthem, all but one had their hand over their heart, which is the proper procedure. By the way, it's U.S. law. U.S. Code, Title 36, Chapter 10, says that when the national anthem is played, you are to stand at attention and you're to put your hand over your heart, unless you're in the military, and then you salute. There's a whole other thing that military people do, but you're supposed to pay attention and you're supposed to put your hand over your heart. Gabby Douglas did not. And some people have criticized her for it. She did apologize and said no disrespect was meant, but that was one. Here's the other one, and involved Michael Phelps. So Michael Phelps is on the gold stand, and he's someplace he's been before, by the way. And they're playing the national anthem, and initially he looks like he's very moved, and then this thing happened, and he started cracking up during the playing of the national anthem. He was asked about it, and here's what he said.
On the medal stand, you were close to tears. And then something made you break out in laughter. What happened?
My boys from Baltimore were down at the other end. And back in Maryland, we all say, oh, they're for the Orioles during the part of the national anthem. And all of a sudden, I hear them roar, oh. and I knew exactly where it came from, and I just lost it because those guys came down from Baltimore and New York City to be here, and it's just special to see those guys in the stands.
Yeah, and that made him laugh and giggle during the national anthem, and it just looked bad, I thought. But so here's my question. Were you offended by what you saw? And for you Baltimore Oriole people, I've always thought that was disrespectful. It is disrespectful during the playing of the national anthem to be monkeying around and yelling, oh, when it comes to the part about, oh, can you see? Oh, say, can you see? No, don't do that. And we need to just finally, once and for all, say to the Baltimore Oriole people, that's just disrespectful. You shouldn't do that. And nobody ever wants to call them on it, but I'm going to call them on them. And I'd say, if you're a Baltimore Oriole fan, do you do it? And why? Why do you think that's funny? Why do you think that's cute? Why do you think that's appropriate? But are you offended by this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. As for Gaffey Douglas, I'm going to take her at her word that she meant no disrespect by it. I must say that when I was a young man, I was always told, you put your hand over your heart during the pledge, you stand at attention during the playing of the national anthem, and you sing. And so that's what I did for many, many years. And then I realized, I guess it was during the Reagan years, when Ronald Reagan made a very public showing of putting his hand over his heart during the playing of the national anthem, I realized, no, this is the proper procedure. And ever since then, I've been very careful to make sure that I do that. The one thing that you sometimes forget about is that if you got a hat, you're out like at a ball game or something, you have a hat, you forget, oh, I have a hat on, I need to take it off. But that is proper protocol. And by the way, U.S. law, there is no penalty if you violate it, but it is U.S. law. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, I don't know about the law or the code or whatever, you know, Congress decided they would write down and then not enforce, because, you know, add that to a list of multiple things that they don't enforce. Please, they don't enforce governmental email policies, so I don't know whether this is really, it's a necessary law. I always stand at attention, and I always put my hand over my heart because it's the right thing to do. And it's because it's what I feel in my heart and my soul for my country, not because some politician decided to make it a law. It didn't strike me. The only thing that struck me about the Gabby Douglas thing was that she was the only one that didn't have her hand on her heart. But I didn't see it as a sign of disrespect. And afterwards, she said she meant no disrespect. Now, this is a huge difference from 1968, when the two track and field stars put a black glove over their hand and held up a raised fist during the national anthem. And they said specifically to make a point about the civil rights struggle back in America. Now, that was making a political statement, a statement of defiance during the playing of the national anthem. And that would bother me. But Gabby Douglas says she didn't mean anything by it. And so what's the problem? I don't see a problem with it. And by the way, I mean, listen, I don't think it was cool for Michael Phelps. Frankly, I have more of a problem with Michael Phelps laughing during the national anthem. But you can't control things sometimes. You know, if people made him laugh during the national anthem, that's hard to resist. I do agree with you. The Orioles thing really does bug me. And here's why. It happens in the middle of the national anthem, right toward the end, actually, where they say, oh, say, does that star-spangled banner still wave? Right. And so they yell a big, oh, and why are they doing it? Because of the allegiance of their team, the Orioles, right? Yeah. Well, that's the problem.
The because allegiance should be to the national.
This is the moment the country, when we all, as Americans, are making a unified statement about our country. And when you hear this little patch of Orioles fans, if you're at Nats Park, that's what it's a little patch, when you go up to Camden Fields, it's the entire stadium, except for those of us who don't want to participate in that sort of thing. You hear this resounding O, where everyone is saying, I'm with the Orioles. Well, okay, that's fine. Save that for the game. This is the minute and a half where we're all pledging our affinity as Americans united behind our flag and our country. So I do have a problem with that. But I think the Gabby Douglas thing was a blip that doesn't deserve as much uproar as so many people were giving it.
Right. To the phone lines we go. Chris in Columbia, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I really think you guys need to just get over it.
Get over what?
Like, your sensitivity to Orioles fans saying, oh, it's really not a big deal.
It is a big deal. You know, I have to...
If you want to make it a big deal, then change the name of the Reds, okay? mean, if that's where you want to take it, it's like, where do you draw the line? When have you guys been like so politically correct?
So Chris, let me tell you something. Now, listen, I don't think we're hardly politically correct. All right. So, Chris, I'll just tell you a story. My brother-in-law from Oklahoma, he lives in Hawaii now. He's a captain in the Army. He's stationed in Hawaii, the poor bastard. And he was in town. He was in town for 2 weeks doing a special assignment at Fort Belvoir. And I was lucky enough to get some tickets to the Nats, and I invited him because he doesn't get to, you know, he's from Oklahoma. He's in Hawaii. They never go to Major League Baseball games.
Right.
So we go to the baseball game. And we're walking on our way to the seats, and we're in the corridor under, you know, we're not actually in the seating area of the stadium. We're out where all the food stands and everything are. And the national anthem begins. And he and I both stop, and we turn toward the stadium where the flag would be. And he, of course, salutes. And everyone around us is walking and milling about, and they continue going about their business. And he kind of looked at me through the corner of his eyes. He's like, what is this? And then we got to the point where everyone yells, oh. And he heard that, and he couldn't believe it. And when we were done, he said, what in God's name is this? He's a captain in the Army, and he was mortified by the behavior during the national anthem. Yeah. It struck him as being incredibly disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
So I'm a service-disabled vet, and as, you know, this is not as bad as flag.
Well, why does it need to be done?
I mean, it's just a tongue-in-cheek thing.
That's exactly my point. This is not the time for a tongue-in-cheek gesture. This is a solemn moment where we pay tribute to our country, and it's wrong.
Guys, I love your show. Disagree.
We're just going to absolutely, and we love agreeing to disagree without being disagreeable. But you better take that political correct thing back, Chris, because
that's where he crossed the line. Listen, let's get to our traffic and weather. It is now time for that at WMAL. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, I'm still talking about the toll road westbound stretch. If you're heading out toward 28, westbound Dulles Toll Road, it was the overnight construction. I spoke to crews and police out in that direction. They say, oh, no, everything should be on the shoulder. I'm suspicious because our backups are continuing to grow. So westbound Dulles Toll Road after the Fairfax County Parkway, please keep alert because you will see that stop and go heading up toward 28. If you're coming eastbound Toll Road, no worries. You're good through Herndon Rest and up through to the Beltway. 66, volume growing in Manassas, Centerville through Falls Church. 95 north, just as you push through Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. Just the volume, but don't have anything reported along the way. Baltimore Washington Parkway is still bunched up with the crash cleanup. Northbound Baltimore Washington Parkway, north of Route 32. And with a horrific apartment fire from last evening in Silver Spring, Piney Branch Road remains closed between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be just horribly, miserably humid today. Possible shower. A high of 94, but it's going to feel maybe as much as 105, 108 degrees outside. Just yucky. Tonight, 79. Tomorrow, 96. Mostly sunny. Saturday and Sunday, again, we're going to see more of this humidity and more of the high temperatures in the upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 80 degrees. Traffic weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
6:18 on WMAL. We're talking about the Olympics and a couple of incidents that occurred. One with Gabby Douglas, where she did not put her hand over her heart, and some have criticized her for it. She's apologized, said no disrespect. The other one was Michael Phelps cracking up because Baltimore Oriole fans in the stands in Rio did that thing that they always do, where it gets to the point where they say "oh" and they yell it really loud as a tribute to the Baltimore Orioles. And I think that's it's time for that to stop. I feel very strongly about that. That's disrespectful. And by the way, Baltimore people ought to know better. I mean, where was the song written? The poem was written by Francis Scott Key.
Yep.
In Baltimore.
And by the way, that's the thing. Baltimoreans, they believe they own the Star-Spangled Banner or something because it happened on their watch. By the way, someone on Twitter reminds me, and he's absolutely right, Caps fans need to stop yelling red when they get to Rockets' red glare. That's also, again, they're trying to do this to their fan allegiance. This is the one moment where we all get together and play and show our allegiance to our nation, not our team. Give it a break.
Yeah, how about John in Rockville? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Well, I
I think you guys hit on it. I disagree with you. Baltimoreans have the unwritten right to,
No, they don't.
Because they was the birthplace of the national anthem.
I don't care. That's not a good excuse to be disrespectful at a time when we're supposed to be paying tribute to our country.
Well, it's an unwritten rule that they have, so they're allowed to do it.
Yeah, it's an unwritten rule. It doesn't mean it's right.
Well, it is to those who didn't write it.
All right. I love these unwritten rules. Are there any other unwritten rules that I need to know about, John, coming out of Baltimore?
See you guys.
All right, thank you, John. He's not going to. How about Chris in Annapolis? Chris, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, Chris?
Going to the first game, O's game I went to was against Detroit. My dad, as a little kid, you heard it. So, of course, everybody who grew up here don't find it offensive. But if you do find it offensive, I would say you should get equally as offensive as before the Star Spangled Banner is completed. People start clapping and cheering. You know, I think if you should be quiet through the whole thing. But I think that's
acceptable. I actually believe you should sing it. Also, that's what I believe you should do.
And then one last point: if you're getting offended by that, I mean, I think people from different regions have different things. You, Brian, you know, you have this whole thing about the way to pronounce Thanksgiving. You being from Texas.
Chris in Annapolis makes a very good point.
Well, hold on. No, he makes no point at all.
I'm rethinking my whole position. It is not
disrespectful for me to say Thanksgiving instead of Thanksgiving.
See, but you at least admit now that you do pronounce it differently.
I pronounce it the way I was raised to pronounce it, but there's a difference. There's a difference. There's no disrespect when I say that. There's disrespect to the national anthem when you interrupt it.
I don't know if that's a regional dialect thing in the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, listen, there are some people from Baltimore who don't do that, right?
It's a regional. Yeah, I'm from Annapolis, but it's a regional thing where people in this area who support the O's, and I think there's patriotism in it too. I don't think it's all about the O's. It's definitely a big part.
No,
but it's. I think they appreciate the singer.
All right.
And at that point, it's the O's and America all in one.
I just love that this little thing happened during the medal ceremony at the Olympics with Gabby Douglas not putting her hand on her heart, and we have now made it an indictment on the city of Baltimore.
Yeah, that's right.
And to me, that's a successful mornings on the mall right there. Keith in Gaithersburg. Yeah. Keith, stay there in Gaithersburg. We'll get to you and more of your phone calls on this. We're talking about Star Spangled Banner protocol, which has stemmed from Michael Phelps having a little giggle situation when he was hearing the Star Spangled Banner. And it was all because of those lousy Baltimore fans.
Yeah, it's 6:22 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, getting better. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the accident northbound north of Route 32, now out of the travel lane. Still a little bit of extra time needed, especially if you're heading catch a flight at BWI, but the pace is improving. Southbound, you were not affected. Had a little bit of volume just forming for the morning commute through Jessup. We're okay through Laurel. Top side of the Beltway, a little bit sluggish now through Silver Spring. Silver Spring closed and will be for some time, according to police at the scene. Fire and rescue, Piney Branch Road closed between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard from the overnight apartment fire. Workarounds, Carroll Avenue or East Franklin Avenue to University Boulevard. And the work crews still in place on the Dulles Toll Road westbound stretch as you approach Route 28 and you're slowly getting through. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory, noon until 8 o'clock this evening. That should cover the heat and humidity. It could feel like 105 at times. Very uncomfortable air mass in place. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Just a hit or miss shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees at 626.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 12th through the 20th. Discounted tickets can be purchased through August 11th at 10624 Dumfries Road in Manassas. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
All right, so down in Rio, Michael Phelps on the medal stand, and they play the national anthem, and he cracks up in the middle of it because some folks in the audience do that thing they do in Baltimore. They yell out, oh, during part of the national anthem, and I think it's time for those Baltimore people to stop doing that because it's disrespectful. What do you think? Keith in Gaithersburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm really glad that you brought this up. I'm a native Washingtonian. I go to the Orioles games. Instead of the Washington games, believe it or not. And I've always been offended by that because the song's about the nation, and it's the moment you sing the O, you're making the song about you and not about the country. I consider it sort of on the same level as going to a professional golf tournament at the Congressional Country Club, and on the 18th green, right after the guy takes a putt, somebody always screams, "Get in the hole." And you wonder, what is that about? Oh, it's about you. It's not about
The game, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Keith. I greatly appreciate it.
Mike in Baltimore, real fast, because we've been hard on Baltimore. We want Baltimore to have a voice here. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you guys for validating the way I have felt for years. I'm from Baltimore, and I'm as big an Oriole fan as anybody up there, but I've always thought there was a very Yahoo way of coming off. I'm embarrassed.
All right, Mike. Mike in Baltimore, the reasonable mind and voice of Baltimore.
There's at least one. It's 628 on WMAL.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. You get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in
way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Liz, we've talked about it before, but I mean, there's another egregious example of how Hollywood can't come up with anything new, original, or different from the things they've done in the past. We'll talk about that, and we'll also give you an update in the next half hour on the Silver Spring explosion. It's now 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Dozens of people were injured, and as many as seven are still missing after a massive fire and explosion at a Silver Spring apartment complex overnight.
Just before midnight, we had an explosion here at this building, as you can see behind me. At the moment, we are working with 30 civilians transported to local hospitals with severe to minor injuries.
Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says firefighters felt the explosion from a mile away at the Flower Branch Apartments on Piney Branch Road. By the time they arrived, flames were engulfing a pair of four-story buildings, and some residents were jumping out of windows to escape. In fact, several of those injured suffered broken bones from three- and four-story jumps. Canine units are now searching for the missing, but rescuers have to be careful.
Certain areas have been determined to be safe to operate in. Certain areas have been determined to be unsafe to operate in. So with that information, we're working through that and using mitigated risks to do these operations.
No word yet on a cause. Reporting live, John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Red Cross, meanwhile, is taking care of the dozens of families who were forced out of their homes in the middle of the night. Paul Carden is a Red Cross spokesman.
These folks were getting ready for bed or already in bed, and their houses basically exploded. So, you know, across the entire spectrum of how they're dealing with it, how they're coping.
Right now, he says the Red Cross is providing the basics, a cot, blankets, breakfast. Later, we'll start working with the families one-on-one to find them new places to stay. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has released the names of the 13,000 or so convicted felons who were recently taken back off the state's voter rolls after the state Supreme Court ruled that the governor overstepped his authority in restoring their voting rights. And a Woodbridge program for troubled youth has been shut down after a resident was charged with killing two of the program's counselors. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,496, the NASDAQ at 5205. Sports: golf returns to the Olympics today for the first time since 1904. Team USA now has 11 gold medals, 32 overall. Baseball: the Nats beat the Indians, the O's lose again to the A's, and the Redskins take on the Hawks in Atlanta tonight to open the preseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, the games are on.
Oh, nothing like watching the games on a big screen.
Well, why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 heading through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. The volume coming eastbound on the Dulles Greenway, Dulles Toll Road. No problem. It's going westbound. If you need to catch a flight, you need extra time. They were still working here at last check in the airport access lanes. Westbound Toll Road before you get to 28, you were narrowed to one lane. That's why we're still seeing delays through that stretch. So plan again for extra time heading out toward the airport. Heading to BWI, better. The crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, north of 32 cleared, and the delays have cleared out. Starting to see the stop and go leaving College Park on the Beltway around to Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups. You're in delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-90s today. Heat advisory kicks in at noon for heat indices at 105. Please take it easy outdoors. Isolated shower, thunder shower. Not much relief from the rain. Some clouds. Warm tonight, 79. Hot, humid tomorrow. Mid-90s feels hotter once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Herndon, 78 in La Plata, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by BNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:37 on WMAL. We're Washington comes to talk. Coming up at about 7:15, we'll go to Rio and check in with Steve Kastenbaum, see how our Olympic athletes are doing. 7:35, DNC staffer who was murdered. What is the real story there? We're going to talk to former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler to see what he's picking up. He's usually pretty plugged in. 8:05, Trevor Maddox. The Redskins play tonight, first preseason game. Sue Chen, a coach who worked with Katie Ledecky, will join us at 8:15 and Jake Tepper at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
One of the more controversial films of the summer, if not one of the least attended films of the summer was Ghostbusters. This was the reboot with an all-female cast. It turns out now that the film is going to end up with a $70 million loss, if not more. And according to the Hollywood Reporter yesterday, a sequel is unlikely. But this film was held up as this turning point in Hollywood for the empowerment of women as leads in films. And I want to hear from you because, you know, we've got a litany of movies here now, where an old movie that was very successful with men in the roles are now being retooled, the same films, the same stories, with women in the roles. And apparently this is supposed to be empowering to women. Ladies, we know you're there. We love hearing from you. Do you find this empowering? Is this a, what am I missing on this? Is this really something that you are jumping on board with and saying, yeah, girl power, we need more movies that were originally made by men, now made by women. And we'll just change enough of the storyline to make it make sense for women. Or sometimes we won't even do that. 888-630-9625. Or women, are you actually insulted by this obvious and blatant and frankly clumsy pandering to you and your sex by Hollywood? Which is what I think it is. 888-630-WMAL. The reason that we raise this is it's getting out of control. First, you got your Ghostbusters thing, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then remember, we talked about how the James Bond people were flirting the idea. What if we have a female James Bond?
Yeah.
How about Jane Bond? We could do that,
Jane
right?
Jane Bond.
Outrageous, right? And then we told you last week that Splash, the film Splash about the mermaid, is being remade with a merman, right?
Well, that's...
And so there's a guy playing that part, and the Tom Hanks part would be that. And then Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We just told you on Monday, I think it was, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is going to be remade with an all-female cast. And, yeah. And it seems like these things stack up and stack up and stack up, and it's like, okay, they're done with this now, right? They can't go any further. Well, here's today's story. It's like every day.
Really?
The film Ocean's 11, which, of course, was originally done by the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, a great movie. That got remade. So already Hollywood doesn't have any new ideas. They're remaking Ocean's 11. But they remade it in a pretty creative way, I have to say, with George Clooney. And,
yeah,
and,
that
guy, Brad Pitt. Thank you, Brad Pitt, and all those other actors, right? Ocean's 11, then they did the sequel and the sequel and the sequel. Well, now they're redoing Ocean's 11 with, wait for it, an all-female cast.
Oh, no.
This is going to be called Ocean's 8 because apparently they couldn't find 11 actresses. I don't know. It's going to star Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Helena Bonham Carter, Rihanna. It'll be interesting.
I like all those actresses.
And apparently Clooney and Pitt and Matt Damon might make some cameos in the new version of it. I mean, it might be good. But good God, isn't it insulting that Hollywood can't just say, hey, you know what? We've got all these great actresses. We got, you know, Sandra Bullock. We got Kate Blanchett. We got Anne Hathaway. We got Helena Bonham Carter, for crying out loud. They've all won Oscars. They've been nominated for Oscars. How about we write a movie for them? Like, actually write a movie from scratch. Start with a blank piece of paper and write a movie designed for them. They won't do that. They're gonna, let's take that thing off the shelf. You know.
Well, you know, it's the Hillary era. We have to do this.
Is that, you think that's what's motivating
it? I think really.
Girl power everywhere?
I think it may be. I think to some degree that is.
So instead of her own presidency, she's just taking her husband's presidency and changing the gender.
That's exactly what's happening here. Look, I think when you look at this Ghostbusters thing, it was a flop, it appears. I did not see it. I heard it wasn't all that bad, really, but I didn't see it. But I think the reason it flopped was not because it was a female cast, but because it was the lack of an original idea. And by the way, that's one of those movies that people sort of really loved, the original, you know?
Yeah.
And so don't mess with the original. Sometimes you just can't do that. So that may be what was going on there. But I get really frustrated that there are no new great ideas in cinema these days. I want new ideas. I want them stretching, not just rehashing or reworking the existing. You know, this gender twist is the latest example of how they do that, but I'm ready for some really new and creative ideas out there. I mean, all of the creative ideas that I see right now are on HBO and other places like Netflix. You know, that's where the real exciting and innovative stuff is, and Hollywood should take a lesson from that.
Well, I mean, and that is Hollywood, of course. It's just a different branch of Hollywood.
Right.
But I think here's another thing that's a problem, Brian, and I think this is why there's such a lack of creativity from the Hollywood studios. Mm-hmm. We keep saying Ghostbusters was a flop. Guess how much Ghostbusters has grossed so far?
I don't know.
Any idea?
Yeah,
I mean, what would constitute a flop?
I really don't know. I mean, I'm not good at that stuff.
It's grossed $180 million.
That's a lot of money. But
it's huge amount of money.
But how much money did it
That's
cost?
That's the problem. They are spending so much money to make these things that even when you make $180 million, it's considered a flop.
Wow.
Because, and that's a $70 million loss. They're saying that the $225 million was the net production budget. $144 million of that was the marketing push on this film, which, by the way, if that's the case, I didn't see it. I don't know where they spent their $144 worth, million dollars
yeah,
in marketing.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. So when you're spending that, we're going to $244 million
on marketing.
$225 million investment in this film. You're going to go with some unknown story that's never been done before, or are you going to just redo Ghostbusters? And I think people decide, unless you're, and let's face it, you know, we love our superhero movies, but in a way, even though each film is, I mean, this latest Captain America Civil War was a great movie, but it's all characters that we already know. Mm. It's certain storylines that have already been done
before.
We have
those investments, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, listen, this is the reality of Hollywood, but just changing the gender, apparently, I don't think is necessarily enough, and I can't imagine women enjoy this and think that they're being empowered by it.
It's 6:44.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, it's your turn. If you need to catch a flight at Dulles Airport, you need extra time. They're still working in the airport access lanes. Westbound on the Dulles access lanes narrowed to one lane only. So that's why we're seeing delays continuing to grow. Westbound looks like before you even get to Centerville Road. So plan for extra time, please. If you're coming eastbound, your morning commute not affected through Herndon and Reston with your travel lanes open, both main and express lanes too. All right, let's get you around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. St. Barnabas Road is where the backups are beginning. Topside through College Park and into Silver Spring. Silver Spring, a terrible apartment fire from overnight. Crews are there. Closure in place for a while. Piney Branch Road closed between Flower Avenue and University Boulevard. A combination or workaround if you need University Boulevard or Carroll Avenue or East Franklin Avenue works as an option. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat advisory, noon until 8 o'clock this evening. That should cover the heat and humidity. It could feel like 105 at times. Very uncomfortable air mass in place. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Just a hit or miss shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 80 degrees, 6:47.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370. 6:47 on WMAL. We want to give you as much of an update as we can on this explosion that rocked Silver Spring, Maryland at midnight last night, or just before midnight. If you are just waking up to this news and haven't heard about it yet, an apartment building has basically collapsed in Silver Spring, Maryland. About 30 people were sent to the hospital. Somewhere between 5 and 7 people are still unaccounted for. Search and rescue and first responders are still trying to find out exactly who is missing and unaccounted for right now. And they've been working on this 3-alarm fire since right around midnight last night. According to Montgomery County Fire Chief
Scott Goldstein. The fire started because of gas in the buildings and was fed by the natural gas lines in the buildings at 8701 and 8703 Piney Branch Road. This is near University Boulevard. Earlier this morning, he gave a press conference and told us a little bit about what they were in the process of trying to take care of. This was around 4 in the morning.
We've got cots, blankets, stuffed animals. We'll be passing out toiletry kits. We've got snacks and coffee, breakfast. So we're starting at the very basics.
He also said that this explosion, which they still don't know exactly what caused the explosion, by the way, was felt quite a distance away from where the fire ended up occurring.
One of the fire stations about a mile away felt the explosion just before midnight prior to getting the 911 dispatch to the structure here.
That was a mile away, but according to Channel 7, there was a fire station about 6 miles away. The Four Corners Fire Station 16, 6 miles away, actually felt the explosion, and they thought it was a transformer explosion.
The helicopter pictures that we're seeing this morning on local TV suggest it was quite a blast. There have been some social media pictures. People are finding doors like a block away that were literally blown a block away from the building. And there's a debris field about 100 feet, 100, maybe 150 feet from the base of the building into the street. It's just little pieces of splintered wood. This building took quite an explosion, and it appears that it was caused by natural gas, and it does appear that, sadly, there's going to be a pretty substantial loss of life here.
Chief Goldstein gave an update sometime in the last hour. About 20 minutes ago, he gave an update. Not a whole lot of new information.
Looking at 5 to 7 residents, occupants unaccounted for. We are continuing to assess the building stability.
Right now, 90 residents have been moved to a community center, Long Branch Community Center, right there as they are displaced. So we'll continue to follow this story. There are other building structures right near this fire that is now pretty much under control that are also in danger of collapsing, and they're going to keep an eye on that as well. Keep it here as we give you more details.
It's 6:50.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, they they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Well, let's check in and see how your money's doing. Standing by at the news desk at CNBC is Morgan Brennan. Good morning.
Good morning. Wall Street tries to pick itself up from losses yesterday. Futures point to a higher open today, but only modest gains are expected. Crude oil is down to $41 a barrel again and falling again. U.S. stockpiles have climbed to new highs, and Saudi Arabia is pumping more oil than ever. That's led to an even larger glut of oil in the country. Shake Shack's profits doubled last quarter because it sold more antibiotic-free burgers and crinkle-cut fries, but the stock will fall because Wall Street expected sales to be higher. Samsung is buying U.S. luxury kitchen appliance maker Decor for a reported $150 million. Decor makes ranges and refrigerators that can cost thousands of dollars. And you've still got time to get there. The Iowa State Fair begins today in Des Moines. Music acts include everyone from Steven Tyler to Dierks Bentley. And the highlight will be a cow sculpture made out of 600 pounds of butter. I'm Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelli's ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelli, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice. And they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants. And
wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, uneventful. Just some of the volume delays as we push through Urbana, now into Gaithersburg and Rockville. Top side of the Beltway, same story, filling in with the delays. 95-2 George Avenue. Good. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction between 32 and the Beltway. Earlier crash gone. No delays remaining. Lingering road work, though. Virginia on the Dulles access lanes. If you're heading out to the airport, westbound commuters, you need extra time. You don't want to be stressed at the airport. On 267, as you come up to 28, that's where a single lane gets by in the access lanes. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here we go. The official meteorological term for today is just yucky. It's got to be 94 air temperature, but the feel-like temperature because of the really, really substantial humidity will be around 105, 108 degrees. That's nasty. Tonight, down around 79 degrees. Tomorrow, 96 degrees and mostly sunny skies. And let's look forward to the weekend. And by the way, the humidity is going to continue through the weekend. It's going to be rough both days. On Saturday, temperatures in the upper 90s, and on Sunday, afternoon showers are possible with highs in the upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your Precision Cancer Treatment Team at Inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
From a tough beginning with parents who were addicted to drugs to the winner's circle at the Olympics in Rio. 19-year-old Simone Biles was born in Columbus, Ohio. By the time she was three, it was clear that her biological mother was unable to care for Biles and her younger sister. Her grandfather Ron and his wife Nellie stepped in and brought the pair to Spring, Texas. Now they're simply known as Mom and Dad. Young Biles was fearless, teaching herself to do backflips off her family's mailbox before ever taking a gymnastics class. And with some coaching since then, Biles is a star. She won every single all-around competition she's entered since 2013, 12 titles in a row. Now she's won a gold at the Olympics in Rio, likely to be the first of many. Simone Biles teaches us an important lesson in that perseverance and Only in America story that the state of your birth does not determine your own destiny. Here in America, only you do. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 7979. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7979.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to tell you all about a guy who wanted to climb Trump Tower and what should have been done about him.
We'll check in with Steve Kastenbaum in Rio, and Rod Wheeler will tell us what's the latest on this case of a DNC staffer who was murdered in cold blood. It certainly has got to be an interesting